From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia under pressure to end its Syrian air campaign. Members of the International Syrian Support Group are meeting in Munich Thursday as Russia is criticized for causing widespread civilian casualties following its air campaign in support of government forces. The meeting in Germany aimed at finding ways to end the conflict and allow access for humanitarian aid. U.S. officials say Russia is proposing a March 1st ceasefire, while Washington insists it be immediate. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday said the U.S. wants to see a resumption of the peace process, which was suspended last week.
We want to get those talks back up and running. At the same time, you know, when the ISSG met last November, it was agreed that we needed a ceasefire put in place as soon as possible. That was part and parcel of U.N. Security Council Resolution 2254. So we need to pursue that. And given the facts on the ground, the increase in fighting over the past several days and the alarming number of refugees headed towards the border with Turkey displaced people internally, it's just an added sense of urgency to get that ceasefire in place.
Members of the UN Security Council Wednesday pressed Moscow to halt its airstrikes around the embattled city of Aleppo, where a rights group says hundreds have been killed since February 1st. Meanwhile, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Syrian and Russian military operations are an effort to drive people out who don't support the Bashar al-Assad government. He said these attacks are intended to bring about what he called a kind of ethnic cleansing in Syria. The African Union force in Somalia has warned that al-Shabaab militants are planning to disguise themselves as AU soldiers to carry out attacks. The goal, it says, is to turn Somalis against AMISOM, which has protected the government for the past 9 years. It says al-Shabaab obtained the uniforms from AMISOM camps. This is VOA News. North Korea says it's expelling all South Koreans from the joint Kaesong Industrial Complex, calling Seoul's decision to suspend operations there over the North's missile and nuclear activities a declaration of war. In Washington Wednesday, the U.S. Senate unanimously approved tougher sanctions on Pyongyang and its foreign suppliers. The measures designed to target Pyongyang's trade in minerals and other activities that generate hard currency. Senator Robert Menendez said the action was necessary because the U.N. has failed to act.
It is not enough to convene the United Nations Security Council for another round of hollow rhetoric that does nothing to the Kim regime, but signal a lack of international commitment to enforcing international will.
The House of Representatives passed a similar legislation last month. It's now not clear if President Obama will sign the measure into law. South Korea, meanwhile, has confirmed that the chief of North Korea's military was executed this month on corruption and other charges. Army General Ri Yong-il, chief of staff of the Korean People's Army, also faced charges of pursuing personal gain. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has purged a series of officials to bolster his grip on power. The head of the U.S. Central Bank, Janet Yellen, warned Wednesday that falling financial markets and global economic weakness could slow the pace of interest rate increases in the United States.
These developments, if they prove persistent, could weigh on the outlook for economic activity in the labor market. Although declines in longer-term interest rates and oil prices provide some offset.
Appearing on Capitol Hill before U.S. lawmakers, she said the Federal Reserve remains confident the U.S. economy is on track for stronger growth and a slight increase in inflation. The head of the Kenyan Athletics Federation, Isaac Mwangi, has dismissed allegations by two banned athletes that he asked them for money to reduce their suspension.
These ladies, their cases, now that it is the public domain, was informed to them in Beijing, China. If it was informed in Beijing, China, how then can the Federation bring it back and say, do you give money? And then, it's not possible. How?
Joy Sakari and Francisca Koki Manunga said Mwangi asked each for $24,000 to reduce their four-year bans after testing positive for banned substances during last year's World Championships. Last year, the president of Athletics Kenya, the vice president, and team leader were suspended after being accused of involvement in the potential subversion of the anti-doping control process. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says the last four protesters still holed up at the remote Mahler National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon have said they will give up their occupation after taking over the facility January 2nd. The standoff began after two ranchers were returned to prison for setting fires that spread to federal land. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.